Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
You can go ahead and start in First Samuel while we'll wait for others to join in, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
The first book of Samuel, chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept, and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued to pray before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode, and gave her son suck, until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 1 Samuel, Auntie Carrie. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Looks like we have a full house here. Let's see.
Loretta.
Mom.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Are you leading the call?
Oh, no, that's you. Go ahead, sweetie.
I got the right date.
Yes, my bad.
Okay, no, no harm, no harm. Alrighty, let me go ahead and do a roll call. We have Hubert, we have Mom, Daniel, Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Dot. Did I miss anyone?
Yeah.
Of course, myself. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Nellums family. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellums family and friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have to open We have the opening prayer today being led by Auntie Betty.
Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting Father, Father, we come in the name of your darling son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, this time. Thanking you, Father, for letting us be in your presence. We give glory and praise to your holy and righteous name. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who died on Calvary Cross, that we might have a right to a tree of life. Thank you, Father, for being so good to us. You have brought us from a mighty, mighty long way, and we give glory and praises to your name, because you are worthy to be praised. And, Father, we just want to thank you for everyone that are on the line tonight, near and far. And, Father, just continue to be with us that we may please you in what we are doing. And Father, we want to say thank you for everything that you have done and all that you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful prayer. All right. Thank you, Aunt Betty, for that beautiful prayer. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead into our worship song. The title of the song tonight is Nobody Like You, Lord. And it's by Miranda Willis. Let me mute everyone's phone.
How
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody
amen.
Like our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alrighty, well, let's go ahead and get into our program. We do our roundtable of Bible verses or even share a teaching. I want to get to your name. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass, as always. I'd like to start off with Mom.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out of Jeremiah. First chapter, 4-10 verse, and it says, born for a purpose. In an increasingly self-centered, self-indulgent, pleasant-oriented society, people are not knocking down doors to find divine purpose in their lives. Finance, independence, professional success, social recognition, social acceptance, yes, but not divine purpose. To search for divine purpose in our lives would mean having to remove ourselves from the center of focus and embrace the idea of a good-centered life, of God-centered life, one in which God gives us purpose and direction. It would mean having to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, who am I and who has God created me to be? What is my purpose in life? It would mean having to take a position between pursuing our own personal self-interest or confronting the issue of social justice and morality that we face in our nation today. Amid the quarrels and influence of sin and immoral in the nation of Israel, God moved Jeremiah to give to his own purpose in life. God told Jeremiah that even before the prophet had come out in his mother womb, God had sanctified and ordained him to be God's voice to the nation. But even then, Jeremiah was not willing to accept the responsibility and address the social ill, not of the nation. In fact, he tried to invade God's direction by claiming to be too young to be a prophet. Jeremiah knew that accepting the office of prophet would require him to take an unpopular position. But God told him not to fear, because he would be with him. God had ordained all of us for some special purpose. Finding out what that purpose is takes courage and a willingness to listen to the cue that God has given us, and accepting God's divine purpose for our life often means having to take an unpopular social position at home, in our community, in the workplace, and in our nation. But we have comfort in knowing that God is with us as he was with Jeremiah. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you. Declare the Lord. Jeremiah 1:8. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mama Jeremiah. Next, I have Loretta.
Yes, I'm reading out of Psalm 62.
Loretta, before you go, I do want to announce we did have another caller came in. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Okay, Psalm 62. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depends on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Psalm 62. Next, I have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When the call to remembrance, the unfriend faith that is in thee, which dealt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next, I have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading out of Mark chapter 1, verse 9 to 15. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heaven open, and the Spirit like a dove descended unto him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son.
What happened?
Of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angel ministered unto him. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, we'll have Daniel. You have any good news you'd like to share?
I'd just like to say hello to everyone. And God bless you, God bless you, everybody's voice. And he was going to read for me. Amen.
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 Amen. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the stream of water, who yielded fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. But the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, for the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. You're on behalf of Daniel. All righty. Next we have
You say Auntie Betty?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open up the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the accepted year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that moan. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. We have Auntie Marie.
Yes, we come out on Mark 6:1-6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. What this that has been given him? What are these miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph? Judas, and his sister here with us, and they took off after him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own town. He should not do any miracle there except that lay his hand on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Amen.
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 I'm coming from the book of Psalm 119, 65-72. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your command. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me, with lies, I keep your precept with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading here out of Psalms 119. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from Isaiah 61. I'm starting at verse 3 since my sister stopped at verse 2. To the appointed unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them the beauty of ashes, the oil of joy, for the mourning, the garments of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, planted of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall be built an old waste. They shall rise up the form of desolation, and they shall repair the waste city and desolation of many generations. And the stranger shall stand and feed your flock, and the son of the alien shall be your plowman and your vine dresser. But ye shall be named the prince of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentile, and in their glory shall be boasted yourself. For your shame you shall have double. For your confusion they shall be rejoiced in portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy, to be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbers, burnt offerings, and I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offering among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that the Lord are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with robes of righteousness, and a bridegroom decked himself with ornament, and the bride adorned herself with jewelry. For the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes things that are sown to spring up for. So the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise so to spring forth before all the nations. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that out of Isaiah. All righty. That concludes our first round. I would like to go ahead and do our sick and shut in. But before we pray, do we have anyone we want to add or remove from our current list?
Everybody.
Not me.
You know, yeah.
I know.
Everybody
will
be on the
mission. Amen. All righty. If you bow your heads, Father of goodness and love, hear our prayers for our sick and shut-in family and friends and for all who are in need. This is a prayer for the following: Jacqueline Johnson, Auntie Wileen, Kanisha and Sylvia Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Brian Tompkins, Tremont Green, Daniel Lowe, Joseph, and Latoya Simmons. Dear God, we know that the first step in all spiritual healings is to believe. We believe, Father. We open our mind and heart, believing in your infinite power and possibility. We believe that healing is a dynamic and reachable experience, a reality that can be experienced right now, Father God. We maintain a patient and loving attitude, but we believe that your healing activity is now at work in our minds and our bodies. We look forward with joyful expectation, Father, to the perfect wholeness that you are now bringing into manifestation through us.
We believe in your constant expression of perfect good in and through us. We rest in the certainty of your healing power, Father. We know that with you that all things are possible. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Acknowledging birthdays for the week of 2/21 through 2/27. I have on 2/21, which is today, Christopher Dimon. Oh, did I say that right, Dimon? That's correct, Auntie Betty?
Yes, uh-huh, correct.
Anyway, and then tomorrow, my grandson, Tremar, and then I also have a Kayla birthday. Tremar will be 13, a little teenager. So are there any other birthdays before we move forward? Okay. Sister Shirley, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song for us?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And many, many more. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you. Next, we have our roundtable, and it's an opportunity for each person to either share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or any other Bible verse you would like to share. If not, just say pass and your name is called. We're going to start off with Hubert.
I'll be coming out of Psalm 119, 73 through 80. Yod, your hand made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your command. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. But I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May my heart be blameless towards your decree, that I may not be put to shame. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Mom, would you like to go next? Thank you, Hubert.
Yes. Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary, who may live on your holy hill, he who walks in blameless and who does what is right, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen. I will go next, and I'm going to come with an inspirational poem in celebration of Black History. It's a poem about self-worth. skin. And it's by Sharon B. Brown Rogers. The title is Black is Beautiful. Black is as beautiful as a bed of milky white clouds. Black is as beautiful as soft as a newborn baby hair. Black is as beautiful as standing up for what is right. Black is as beautiful as trying on grandmother's classy hat. Black is as beautiful as you and I saying hi. Black is as beautiful as two sisters walking hand in hand. Black is as beautiful as watering a pond on a hot summer day. Black is as beautiful as you holding your baby for the very first time. Black is as beautiful as saying, I miss you. Black is as beautiful as going fishing with your dad. Black is as beautiful as calling your mother on her birthday. Black is as beautiful as two brothers playing basketball. Black is as beautiful braiding your sister's hair. Black is as beautiful as grandpa taking you to the park. Black is as beautiful as the sweet sound of a saxophone playing. Black is as beautiful as eating mom's never fail caramel cake. Black is as beautiful as the bright rising sun. Black is as beautiful as a simple kiss placed on the forehead. Black is as beautiful as lilies on Easter morning. Black is as beautiful as saying, I love you. Black is me. And I am beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Next, I have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134. Behold, blessed the Lord, all his servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of sight. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next I have, thank you for that reading, Auntie Di. Next I have Loretta.
Black History Month, Ida B. Wells Burnett, born in Mississippi on 1862 into slavery during the Civil War. Later, the yellow fever broke out in 1878, taking her mother, father, and her baby brother. She had to raise her other brother and sister. Later, she went on to college, but that didn't last long. She got kicked out of college for disputing with the president. And Ida B. Wells Burnett became a journalist, activist, and researcher in the late 19th and early 20th century. Being a journalist, she brought lynching to everyone's attention, the lynching of our people. She later founded the National Association of Colored Women. The club was created to address issues dealing with civil rights and women's suffrage. Ida B. Wells died at the age of 69 in 1931. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that history moment, Loretta. Next I have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Daniel.
Good. Don't pass.
Okay.
Auntie Betty, you have any
good news? Yes, I have two. Oprah Winfrey, the first black woman, African-American, to host a national syndicated talk show. And Serena Williams, she was born in Saginaw, Michigan, September 26, 1981. She is the former number one ranked female tennis player who has won 8 Grammy Slam, a singer title, and an Olympic gold medal, and in the women double. Amen.
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 Okay, I'm going to go back to Daniel. You got something to say, Daniel? All righty. Again, thank you, Auntie Betty. So the next person I have is Auntie Maureen. All righty. Then last, but definitely not least, Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley?
Yes. A quote from Rosa Parks. You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that. We need to hear that every once in a while. Well, that actually concludes our round, a second round. So we're going to go ahead and assign parts for next week. We have 1 Samuel chapter 2 as our reading. And I think, Carrie, would you like to continue with that audio?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Awesome. Praise God.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And then I have the opening prayer. Do I have any volunteers for the opening prayer next week?
That I thought you said you were going to do that.
Do what?
The opening prayer.
No, that was after Huber do. That's after Huber and Shirley.
No, that's it.
That's the closing prayer. I do it.
Who is that?
I do the open prayer.
All right. Thank you, Dr. John. We already had a few questions for the close. I don't know, Dr. John. They seem to be picking on you. Amen. Amen. A laugh is good for the soul. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and just close out our day with Sister Shirley leading us in a closing prayer. And right after that, we'll do the worship song. All right.
I'm not going to be closing
prayer. No, I had you next week. I had you the 28th.
Oh, okay.
That's what I just said, next week.
Okay.
Since you're Sister Shirley.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather here this evening. We know how busy life can be, so we thank you for giving each member of this prayer line the time together over these phone lines to share your word. We thank you
Amen.
For the technology that helps us to come together while we are so many miles apart.
Amen.
Thank you for your word that our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given us in our lives. As we go out into the world, we pray that you help us to share your word. Help us to love and serve you better in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Let's okay, we'll go ahead and go into our worship song. The title of it is, I don't know why I got two songs at the same beginning, Nobody Greater by, I'm sorry, I got picked up the wrong one. I won't be able to find it. I wanted the one with BB whining on it. Okay, I'm going to try this one. I'm sorry. I lost it. Here we go. Thanks for your patience, guys.
Oh,
God for all that he does for us every day. We say every minute of the day, every hour of the day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We ask him to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave his place and we reunite again. Amen.
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 Love you
Amen.
All.
Love you all.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Here you go, baby.
Medica.